Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Hi.
What's up? What's up?
Okay, this is Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up? I am Robin Dixon. Thank you so much for joining us for our third episode.
Oh my gosh. I think we must be doing something right, Robin. It's getting scary.
We are. And guess what?
What?
We pressed record.
Yes.
And we are recording.
Yes.
Everything that we're saying. So last episode, we talked for like over 10 minutes.
And Robin, because it's her job to press record. Okay, fine. It might be mine. Who knows? We didn't press it.
This is a collaborative effort. Okay. All right. It takes two green eye bandits. To press record. All right now?
Yes, it does. Okay. But guess what? We will never make that wrong mistake again.
Oh, no, because I was ready to quit. Like, I was like, okay, my podcast days are over.
Oh, gosh. All right. Anyway. So we have a wonderful, explosive kind of episode tonight.
Yes. This is a fun topic. I know you and I have a lot of input on it. I know our listeners are going to be right there with us.
Yes. Yes.
Agreeing, having, same shared experiences, all that good stuff.
Yes. And the topic tonight is, or I don't know if it's tonight, but the topic for this episode is, hey, girlfriend, we talking all things girlfriend. We're talking, do we like them? Do we hate them? Do we need new friends? We getting into it.
Yes.
We get into the girlfriend scenario.
Yes, because you know what? It's so weird. Like, it doesn't matter how old we are.
Yes.
It's still like navigating the friendship world is still kind of awkward. You find out that it doesn't matter how old we are. People still have issues.
Yes, they do. We still need to be sensitive towards them.
So. Yes, yes, yes. So, but before we get into the episode, of course, we have our reasonably shady moment of the week.
So I'm going to go first.
Okay.
And since the topic is about girlfriends,
yes,
and friends, this is going to be centered around that. So my reasonably shady moment goes to myself, of course. And it's because I actually picked up the phone.
Okay.
And called two of my friends. You know, like nowadays, like, you know, we just text, you know, you might say, you know, hey girl, you look cute on Instagram or something, but like, you don't really pick up the phone that much and talk to your friends these days, or certain ones. There's certain friends that talk all the time. Like you and I,
yes,
we talk all the time.
Right.
Right. So this is where the shady part comes in.
I was confused. You just picking up the phone calling your girlfriends. When is the shade coming in?
The shady part is it was like 30 seconds into the call. And I'm like, see, now this is why I don't call.
Because they was talking about nothing.
They was just a whining and a complaining. Mm. And it's like, oh, God, now I know why I don't call. Mm. Or why I don't pick the phone up instantly. So, okay. Along those same lines. So you have some friends when they call, you're like, okay, let me see what she wants. I'm gonna pick up because you know she's calling for a reason.
Right.
Or it's gonna be like, you know, you're gonna have a good conversation. Okay, girl, let's talk about this. Bam, 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 yes. I'm off. Then there's other friends that call and you're like, Lord, what does she want? Oh my God, I don't got time. I can't do it right now. I'm cooking dinner. She's gonna distract me. I'm trying to those are the ones that you call when you're in the car.
Yes.
Like when you're driving long distances and you're like, okay, who can I call? And you're like, let me call that friend back. So I'm in the car, I call her back.
Okay.
And I'm just like, why?
So did you lie to her and make up an excuse to get off the phone?
No, and see that, and this is the reasonable part. I am a good friend, and I know sometimes my friends just want me to listen.
Okay.
Or, you know, they just want to hear my voice, or they want to hear that I care, and I do care. Mm. But there's just the limit where I'm like, okay, enough is enough.
Enough is enough. Well, Shady Giselle would have been like, girl, oh my God, I gotta go. I got a flat tire. Oh my God, I gotta go.
Right. It was actually when we went to... the music video that we were at.
Yes.
That whole entire ride.
Okay, that was a good hour and a half.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. About an hour, yeah.
All right, so my reasonably shady moment of the week is, I am a huge proponent of getting rid of this thing called COVID. Mm-hmm. So I got myself a little appointment and I got my first shot. My vaccine mm-hmm. is in my arm. And I am mad at the entire world.
Why?
Because
you're getting healthy.
Everybody said,
protecting yourself.
Your arm is going to hurt a little bit, but you're going to be good. No, Giselle was flat on her back. Okay.
You were on your deathbed.
I was on my deathbed. I had chills, fever. I was shaking. My kids were looking over me like, oh, mommy, God, are you going to be okay? And I was really not prepared for what came with that first shot. Now, am I getting the second shot? Of course I am.
Right.
Do I think everybody should be vaccinated? Yes, I do. But I just want to say the world is shady because y'all lied to me.
Yes.
About the symptoms and the side effects.
I mean, I heard some people say they had side effects. You hear it all. Oh, it's not that bad. Oh, my arm hurt.
Okay.
Yes. Mm. Or I was tired. I couldn't get out of bed all day. So. Yes.
Well, for me, it was bad. And I just want people to know that it can be bad.
Right.
Yes.
Because I think if they don't know that, then they think like, oh my God, this thing's going to kill me. Or, you know, I knew I shouldn't have taken it. Or, right, you know, something's wrong. So,
right,
yeah, it probably is good for them to tell you like, this thing is not going to be easy.
Now, I did, after I got the shot, go out and have drinks. But that's a whole nother story. And we don't need to talk about that. Mm. Anyway, let's move into the episode.
Is that in the rules? Is there a rule or something? I think you broke a rule.
Listen. Okay. It is time to start this episode in which we're going to talk about our girlfriends. Hey, girlfriend.
Hey, girl.
How you doing?
Hey,
oh. Okay, so first and foremost, at this point in time in our lives, are we Drake? Do we need new friends?
No new friends. How's it go? No new friends. No new friends.
I can't remember how it goes either. Okay. Robin singing the wrong song right
no
now.
No new friends.
Okay.
That's how it goes.
Okay, so I do appreciate, for instance, you and I, Robin, we met later in life.
We did.
And if I had the thought in my head, okay, no new friends, then our friendship would not have happened.
So true.
Okay. Yep. So I don't want to block myself from new people that are coming into my life. You never know why God is sending somebody into your life. Mm-hmm. So I never want to do that. However, these women out here are crazy.
Right. I think the older we get, the more, you know, well, set in the ways people
yes.
are.
Yes.
The more like, and especially if they've experienced some things, it's weird. Like I keep thinking like, oh, as adults, you should realize like, you know, life is like a box of chocolates and, you know, you get tougher and you just kind of roll with the punches. But some people let everything they go through like scar them.
Mm.
And then they become more pressed to like impress people or, you know, it's like this crazy need to keep up with the Joneses and to make sure that you are like, you know, the baddest one and or, you know, whatever it is, like
right.
competing with people. And I think that's when we have a problem. But I find, and it's, you know, this is crazy. I never thought I would say this, but like I'm making friends with like the sports moms that I hang out with.
You know, what I mean? From your kids.
Yes.
From your kids'
yes.
teams.
Right.
Okay,
so my
nice.
Kids' football teams yep. and the basketball teams. And it's like, because those are women that I spend a lot of time with.
Right.
And
y'all have something in common, which is the game that your kids are playing.
Right, exactly. Our kids might become friends. But it's something, it's like, it's funny because you're like, okay, when I was growing up, would I have made friends with this person or would I have been friends with this person in college? Not necessarily. Like you wouldn't have chosen to be friends with some of these people, but because you're around them all the time, you're communicating with them all the time, you end up, you know, like, you know, I kind of shared before in a hotel room drinking all night with people. And
that was episode one. If y'all missed that, Robin drinks with these women that she meets and they're in hotel rooms and they don't make it to the games the next day
right.
to see their kids play.
Well, we do, but like with one eye open.
They're right. delirious. They have no idea what's happening. Okay. So another question is, when you meet these new people, do you Google them?
Well, it depends.
Okay.
I feel like when you meet someone that comes in the room and is talking about what they do and who they are and what they have and what their man has and
right.
where they live, then yeah, I'm a Googling you.
Yes, right.
And I'm Googling your house.
Not the house.
I'm Googling your address.
Okay, okay, okay. I'm not going that far, but I kind of feel like if you're in my personal space and potentially in my intimate setting, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going to happen. The cops might come. I don't know if you're a drug dealer girlfriend, if you had a criminal background and all of a sudden the feds caught up with you. Like, I don't want to be around when the feds come.
But that's not going to be on Google.
Oh.
It's just not.
So
it's not going to be like, it's not going to be like, Susie Jones is, her boyfriend is a drug dealer. Well, and you better watch out.
It would be on Google because this has happened. I had a friend and she had a case pending.
Oh, okay. And so that's a case search.
Oh, well, I didn't, it just shit. It just came, it was in the Washington Post.
Okay.
So it just came up when I Googled her.
Okay.
And so then I knew, okay, if I go out with her and just have some drinks, there's a potential that somebody might come that night and lock her up.
True. But are you going to be doing illegal activity with that friend?
No, I'm not doing any illegal activity, but I just need to know because
I'm just going to get locked up for associating with her.
I don't want to be in the paper like Gisele Bryant was there when so-and-so got locked up. No, I don't want that.
So instead, you're just going to be like out to drinks and like your head is on a swivel.
No,
he looked like he's undercover.
I'm not
going.
When she invites me for drinks, I'm not going.
Okay, so you're not
going to
be her friend.
Oh, right. That's mean. Okay. No, I'm not. No. And that's when Drake comes in.
Right. No new friends. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, I think, right. So if it's a new friend, she's got a criminal record. Yeah, you might want to, you know, stand back.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
But if it's a friend that you've had for a while and she got into a little bit of trouble, I say you continue to support her.
Okay. All right. So you know, because I know. Mm-hmm. And it bothers the freak out of me that a lot of times, especially when we meet people, they feel like they have something to prove, right?
Oh, yes.
For whatever reason, I don't know, maybe it's because we own TV. I don't know what it is, but they feel like they got something to prove. So they want to come to the conversation talking about all this stuff.
Right.
Like bragging.
Yes.
Like name dropping.
That is an instant turn off for me. Like, you want me to turn my ears off? Oh, like, they're like, just, you know, my ears don't work. As soon as you start talking about who you know and what you did and what you have and
No. The best way to make friends, I think, is to just be normal.
Right.
Just be you.
Right.
Don't try to be something you're not. Just be who you are.
Right. And it's weird. It's like, I think some people might hear that where we're like, you know, we don't want to hear people bragging like, oh, well, maybe you're jealous of what's coming out of their mouth. It's like, no, I want to have a connection with someone because I connect with them, with their personality. Right. I don't want it to be, okay, well, I'm impressed by what you have and what you do, so I want to be your friend so I can benefit from what you have and what you do.
Right.
You know?
No, that's a no.
Yeah. And there's been times, I remember, like, you know, years ago when we were young and dumb, we would buy new cars like all the time.
Yes.
And I remember like buying a car, and I'm the type, I don't go around bragging about what I have. And the next time my friends saw me, they were like, oh my God, why didn't you tell me you got a new car? And I'm like, why would I tell you that I got a new car? Like,
yes. And people who ask that, I got to look at them weird because it's like, why is that the topic of conversation? Why is materialistic things the only topic of conversation?
Right, exactly. So that's the type of stuff like where my antennas are up when the focus is on materialistic things or you know, what you have or what you do or who you know. I mean, there are some people we know, we have mutual friends or mutual acquaintances that they come in the room and like, yeah, I was with Bobby Brown the other night.
Yes.
And then Al Sharpton called me. And then
Al Sharpton didn't call you.
Yes.
No, he don't know you.
And then I was at a restaurant and Hillary Clinton walked over and was like, I think I met you before. Like,
no.
It's like,
Girl, stop.
We're not impressed. We're actually turned off.
Yes.
Now, if it comes up in casual conversation, fine.
Right.
You know, like, so I don't want people to think like, oh my God, well, I can't share anything about my life, but it's a certain way to do it.
100%. I have to make an admission. I don't like talking about anything deep, okay? Or anything spiritual, okay? I just don't. I know that's real bad.
That's not a surprise to me.
It's not a surprise to Robin or anyone else that knows me. I don't have no deep conversation.
And so, people probably think you do because you're like a preacher's wife. They probably think like, you sit around and
just have deep thoughts.
Them.
Yeah, yes. No, I'm not sitting around reciting gospel hymns. Okay, right. I'm not doing that. And I don't want anything that's like, I have to like really super think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me only if I just met you about surface things.
Okay. So word to anyone that meets Gisele, wants to be her friend.
Yes.
talk to her about the weather. Talk to her about her favorite place to vacation.
Yeah, restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Her favorite designer.
My shoes. Talk to me about my shoes, my earrings, favorite restaurant, and I don't know, what the last thing you watched on Netflix.
Yes, the latest Netflix show.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
If you talk about anything outside of that, I would have had to have known you for a very long time.
Well, okay.
So there's levels to girlfriends, friendships. There's levels.
Yes, but I feel like, what about business? What if there's a woman that is an entrepreneur and, you know, you all kind of just start talking about what you do? And
I like that.
Okay, you like that.
All right, I like that. But you can't lie.
No. We're not lying and we're not bragging. No lying, no bragging.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I like that. So if you come to me and we just met and we're bonding over business, the best way to, you know, start up a business, being an entrepreneur, being the pitfalls of being a Black woman in this thing called life.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Stay tuned for that episode that's coming.
Yes,
soon.
That's coming up. Mm-hmm. I love that. Okay. Because I always want to see Black women win.
Right.
But the minute you get deep with it and start talking about,
but what if she's like, and God told me that.
No, the minute you get deep with it, I'm out. I'm tuned out.
Really?
I have tuned the freak out. I am not listening.
But that's the reason why she's a multimillionaire, because told her to open that business.
Okay, fine. I'll listen then.
Okay. All right.
But you can't, there's levels to girlfriend friendship.
Right.
Level number one, talk about nothing.
Okay.
Level number two, you can throw some business in.
Okay. But you know what? I hate when I go to it doesn't happen that much anymore because now we're on TV and people recognize us. But in the past, we would go to like these social events and you're just meeting random people. And the very, very, very first question out of their mouth is, what do you do?
Yes.
So what do you do for a living?
I say nothing. I sit on the couch.
Right. Me too. I'd be like, well... Thank you for asking, but I am a stay-at-home woman.
I just find it very pretentious when people come and they ask that kind of
question. Right, because they want you to ask them what they do, because they're like, you know, a high-powered, they're like a partner at a law firm, and they want to like tell you that.
Right.
Like, I hate that question. And maybe I hate it because like I didn't really have something I wanted to talk about.
Because Robin was actually at home on the
couch. Yeah, like if I was like a surgeon, I'd be like, yes, I am a brain surgeon. And I'd be like, thank you for asking.
Right, right. Okay, so there's always, I find like in a group of girlfriends, there's girlfriends that you have in different categories, right?
Oh, for sure.
So there's girlfriends that you want to hang out with and have drinks with. So are there friends that you like them better when they're drunk? Right? Like there's some friends that they're non-drunk self, mm-hmm. I can't stand.
Oh yeah.
But when they're drunk, oh, they're amazing.
Right. Right. That's not good though.
It's not good at all. But I only want to be around you when you're drunk.
So then do you like push drinks toward their way?
And I only want to be around you if drinks are being served.
Right.
So
then that's a surface friend.
Okay. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's a surface friend. Like you have no desire to talk to that person on the phone or to hear about what they're going through or, you know, to talk about what you're, you know.
No.
Yeah.
So and there's a friend that we both know and she doesn't want to drink anymore. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And
she's a dud.
I don't want to be around her. Like when she was drinking. Oh, she was the life of the party.
Right.
She was the best woman in the room.
Right.
But now that she doesn't want to drink anymore, I don't want to see her.
I know. But then you have to worry about people like that. Like what's going on in their real life that they can't be fun and enjoyable when they're not drinking?
But see, this is girlfriends. I'm not married to you. That's not my problem. Like, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? We just friends. You gotta worry about your own problems on your own time.
Right.
Yes, you do.
Well, clearly
I'm
she's
the
a surface
worst.
Friend. Yeah. She's a surface friend.
Yes, I am the worst. Now,
then I have some friends where I'm like, please don't get drunk.
Why?
Because it's like, because then they become the one that's like, oh my God. I'm so upset. My life is so crazy. Like they become emotional.
And then
they ruin your drunkenness. Like they ruin your
they blow the high.
You're high.
Yes.
You know? And it's like, oh my God, why are you doing
okay,
this?
Okay. That whoever that is in your life, she's not going out with us. I don't want her around.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't want no crying drunks at the club. Right. That's crazy. Okay, I'm so horrible.
Right. So yeah, that like, but that can be like your real good friend in real life, and then put some drinks up in her, and she's just like a Debbie Downer.
Right, right, 100%. Now, do you feel like girlfriends tell you the truth as it relates to their hoe factor, right? their hoe meter, right? Because that's really important,
right?
And the reason why it's important is because if her hoe meter is off the charts, she gonna sleep with your man, no question.
Ooh.
So it's always like when she starts talking about stuff she's doing, it's like I'm side eyeing her, because mm-hmm. at any given moment she's going to try to sleep with the dude that I'm with right now. Especially if she said her boyfriend was married, I'm always feeling like you might try to sleep with I'm not married, but you have no rules, you have no boundaries,
right?
I need rules.
Well, okay, so the question is, so you meet a new friend,
mm-hmm.
do you ask them what their hoe meter is?
No, you just like, listen.
When do you, okay.
You just listen to the things she starts saying.
Are there probing questions you ask?
Yes. Hey, you know, hey girl, you know, you married? No. Who you seeing? Oh, I'm seeing so-and-so.
But then this is another question that goes along with that. So if you are in a relationship, or if you're married, you're in a relationship, do you even want to invite new friends around that are single? You know, or do you want most of your new friends to be in a relationship? You know,
the plot thickens.
Mm-hmm.
I think that yes, if I was married, I would want my new girlfriends to also be married,
right?
Or in a like significant relationship,
right?
I don't want no straggly single girls just around,
right? Because then that doesn't even work. So it's like, oh. All right, honey, you're talking to your man. All right, honey, I'm about to go out with Tracy. Who's Tracy? Oh, Tracy is my friend.
Can I play the part of Juan?
Yeah.
Who's Tracy? I ain't never heard nobody named Tracy.
Well, I just met Tracy. We were at the mall and I bumped into her and we were shopping and like she just wants to hang out.
And where y'all going?
We're just going to get some drinks.
What time you coming back?
I mean, I don't know. We'll be out like a couple hours, maybe.
Is Tracy, well, so she married?
What's up with Tracy? I don't think so.
Yeah, no.
What?
Now, Juan is not going to say no, but he is
he's going to ask 50 questions and call me 50 times.
Yeah, he's going. Okay. Just for those of y'all who don't know Juan Dixon, Juan calls Robin 1,000 times a day.
Did he call yet? No, okay.
Like, we've been sitting here doing this podcast now. We're on minute 22. He's called 4 times.
No, he hasn't. Okay. She's lying.
Okay, I'm lying. But Juan calls Robin. Now, if Juan thinks Robin is out doing something she ain't supposed to be doing, that puts them calls on repeat, okay? Juan Dixon is called. And Juan is the type of guy that calls.
He thinks I died. He thinks I'm on the side of the road in
the
ditch.
No, he doesn't.
Okay?
Juan's the type of guy that if you don't answer, he keeps calling back and keeps calling back until you answer.
He's going to call my friend that I said yes. I was with.
Yes, and then he will call anybody that she says she was with. Okay, that's just Juan. That's the nature of their relationship. No judgment. It's crazy, but no judgment. Okay.
He loves me. He's just worried.
He thinks the
man at the gas station kidnapped me. Okay. Okay.
But I totally agree. I feel like girlfriends that are not, that don't have the same demographic that you are living should not come into your circle. I mean, I just think that that's, you're setting yourself up for problems.
Right. I agree. Unless you have like mutual friends that can vouch for that person.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like not a random that is totally living the single hoe life.
No.
Like, that's not going to work. Like,
no.
At all.
No, not mm-hmm. at all. So we're saying all this to say it becomes very difficult for you to really, A, trust people that are going to be in your circle. I don't think that, you know, I get real nervous about what people, you know, if I have a conversation with somebody, like how they take that conversation later, like how that, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I think it's a great conversation, but they walk away and they're like, Giselle's an asshole. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but I thought it was good. I thought we had jokes and everything. So, you know, I always feel weird about it sometimes, mm-hmm. but the reality of it is you have to really have your spidey senses up with all people, not just girlfriends, but like all people, because people are crazy out here in these streets.
I'm trying to remember the last time I met a new friend, not like outside of the show, you know, not because of the show. that I connected with and like really developed a friendship with. You know what? I would say like Vicky yes. Irvin, who is, I met her on a business matter.
Yes.
And that kind of, you know, created a friendship.
Yes. And Vicky Irvin, you did your lipstick with, correct?
Right. Right. Okay. So we had, so I did a lipstick, lip gloss collaboration with her. She's yes. She's an entrepreneur. My real estate mentor introduced me to her because he thought that she could be helpful to me because he knew that I was just, you know, getting into the entrepreneurial space.
Yes. Nice.
And so that friendship developed. But I feel like nowadays at our age, when we meet people, it's because of a purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gotta be, you guys have to be aligned in some kind of way.
Right.
So if it's not business, it might be because
like you said, my kids,
because your kids or your partners might know each other. And then you mm-hmm. guys bond over that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise it just like, I'm not going and getting my hair done and I meet you at the salon and we become friends.
Right.
That's not happening.
Yeah. No, definitely. And it's like kind of weird when people are like, oh, we should exchange numbers. And you're like,
no, we shouldn't.
Why?
No, yeah, we should why? Not.
Because first of all, I'm already not the best friend that I can be to the friends that I already have, you know, because I'm, I know you.
Just kidding. Robin is great to me.
You probably these days get most of my friend time.
That is true. That is very
my
true.
My other friends are probably hating on you.
I know. But actually that happened to me in the gym. Mm-hmm. So a very nice girl, she walked up to me and she started asking me. She saw that my house is being renovated and she mm-hmm. asked me about it. And then she talked about the fact that she knows somebody who, you know, has a renovation business or something. And then she was like, oh, you're so super cool. We should hang out. Let's exchange Ooh. Numbers.
Yeah, that's
no,
weird.
I'm not that super
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, no, that's weird.
I'm not. No, and she made me give her my number. Like it was kind of like her phone was out and I had my phone in my hand and like, I didn't know what
You're
to
like,
do.
Sure.
I couldn't back away. Yeah. So I had to give her my number and it was just like so weird. And I thought to myself, oh my God, I hope she doesn't call me.
Did she?
No.
Oh, okay.
Thank God.
Right. Yeah,
but
that's weird.
But when things like that happen, it just makes me feel like this is not authentic. Like I want to meet girlfriends and it's an authentic relationship, you know, right. it's a great feeling.
Right. It's not like pushed on you.
Exactly.
Yeah. 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 Digital interaction.
What the hell is that?
Social media.
Okay. So I'm supposed to meet people on social media. Okay. For the record, let's just say for the record, I feel like I have enough girlfriends in my life. Do you?
Oh, I have tons.
Yes.
I have tons.
Yes. Okay. But so are you asking if on social media somebody reaches out?
So, okay. So say on social media, you have like acquaintances kind okay. of, and they're trying, it's like, does that muddy your interaction with them in real life? So you have people who I think are more friendly on social media than they are in real life. Like they might see you
okay.
from afar and like not speak. Ooh. And then on social media, uh-huh. they're all like, hey, girl. Like,
how would you know?
You just know. I don't know. I feel like that's like people not being comfortable.
Oh.
You know, like you like, OK, if you see someone who's commenting on your social media, but when you see them in real life, they're barely like coming up to you and saying hi.
Oh, OK. So they're social media friends.
Right.
OK.
Right. But they're like almost intimidated in real life to come up to you.
Yeah, that's weird. So it's kind of like you're hiding behind your social media handle.
Exactly.
Yeah, I find that to be a stalker.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's more of like maybe they are socially awkward or maybe they're intimidated. But yeah. I have experienced that where people will interact with me more on social media than if they were actually face to face.
Right. Okay. Okay. So I do have some girlfriends and unfortunately they're like sorority sisters, right? Mm-hmm. And
unfortunately they're sorority sisters.
Well, there was a reason. I mean, I love the fact that they're my sorority sisters.
Okay.
But like that's the reason why they've been in my life forever, right?
Right, right, right.
But then as time goes by, you know, as you get older, you change, you grow, and you see people who don't change and grow, and then you realize they're losers, right? Is that terrible to say? Like, they're kind of like...
They're stuck.
They're stuck.
Yeah, they're stuck.
They haven't grown. They haven't evolved. Mm-hmm. And you're at a totally different place. So right. How do you deal with... Do you cut those people out of your life? Don't listen to me, because I cut people like... I got a machete out here, and I just be cut.
No, you know why you don't cut them out?
Why?
Because guess what? One day you might be in a totally different place.
I might be a loser?
And you, yes.
Ooh.
And you might need your friends to love you unconditionally, right? So I have, you know, my sorors that I love dearly, that I probably would never have even met if I weren't in the sorority.
Okay.
You know, so I would have never like really been friends with them. And we are totally different people. I mean, the sorority is a good thing because it kind of forces you to receive people where they are.
Yes.
And to love them regardless and to kind of be their friend regardless, like whether or not you would be their friend or not.
True.
Outside of the sorority. And so I think...
Okay.
It's, you know, you can't be like, you didn't level up yet, girl. So not going to be your friend.
No, not you didn't level up. But it's kind of like we're at a different space mentally, right? Okay. So I'm just going to say to the people, if you want to cut people out your life because God brings people in your life for a reason and a season, then go ahead on and do it. I'm not mad at you.
I mean.
But reasonable Robin will not.
Just don't be mad when other people cut you out of their life. Okay.
Listen, I've been begging people to cut me out their life. I'm like, please, can I have it in writing? Cut me out.
Right. Are you sure?
Yes. Oh my God, leave me alone. But I do feel like, you know, there comes a time and place where you want people that can add value, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to surround yourself with people that are constantly allowing you to be your greater self.
Right.
And sometimes the girlfriends can't come on that journey.
But why? Is it just because, so you're saying mentally they're negative or they are, because they might not be on your level, they might still be able to provide some sort of support to you or some sort of, you know, encouragement or, you know, friendship. Right.
Yeah, yes, true.
And sometimes you want to keep that friend who was there with you before you were the person you are today.
Okay, but if we've known each other for like 25 years and you're still talking about the same shit that you were talking about when I met you 25 years ago, then there's a problem.
Oh yeah, well that's a big problem.
Right. Like if I feel like I've, and it's not that I've leveled up and you stayed the same. It's like mentally we're just not there.
Right. So have you said that to them?
No, I think that's rude if I tell people you are a loser.
Well, see, that's a conversation. Like, what is okay to say to your friends and what's not okay to say to your friends? Because sometimes your friends need to hear the hard truth. And if they don't receive it the way you intend it, then that's on them.
That is very true. And to be honest with you, I am very honest with my friends.
Really? Okay.
I think.
And do they appreciate your honesty?
Hell no. My friends hate me. No, I'm kidding. I think they do. And you want to know why? Because I have so many friends that I've had forever. And they tell me things that I've said to them 10, 15 years later that helped them in that moment that I didn't know helped them. But they tell me, hey, Giselle, I remember when you said this to me a long time ago. And then I broke up with that loser dude. And I found this other guy or whatever the scenario is. They repeat to me verbatim what I said to them.
Right.
And so... did I tell you I was an oracle? No, I'm kidding. I'm going off the deep end. Okay, fine. But no, I do. I'm getting deep in. Y'all know I don't get deep. But I need to get back to that. I need to get back to just like being brutally honest with people when I know you can do better and be a better person.
Right. Oh, for sure. I think especially as you get older, you're not helping your friend at all if you can't be honest with your friend.
Yes.
If you can't encourage them to, you know, drop the negativity, the toxicity, and to do better.
Yes.
And if your friend does not want to receive those messages, then yeah, maybe it's time to drop them as a friend because you don't know how to be a good friend to someone that doesn't want to receive your friendship.
Right. Right.
You know,
and I think this is, go ahead.
And friendship's not always about being a yes person. It's not about always agreeing with your friend,
mm-mm,
liking what they do. You know, of course we want to celebrate our friends and support our friends, but if there's something that we can, you know, what is it? Constructive criticism.
Yes.
If we can constructively criticize our friends, I know I want to be constructively criticized. you know. I don't receive it very often because I am quite perfect. No, I'm
joking. Okay. All right. Okay, so, and this is actually for me and you. Because, you know, we've been friends and we're in this group, this circle. You know, we'll just refer to the show. And a lot of times, they think that we know things about each other, mm-hmm. that therefore that the world doesn't know. Therefore, that's why we're friends, because we got dirt on each other, right? Which is true. But that's not why we're friends.
Right.
Meaning I know stuff about Robin that I'll never say, and right. vice versa. But that's what friendship is. But the question is, when you meet somebody new, like, how quickly do you tell them, like,
your business?
Your business. Your personal business. Because that's a trust thing, right? You got to trust that person, because you got to know you're telling them, and they might tell one other person, but they can't tell the world.
Right. That is so hard, because I feel like for me, I'm not going to tell you anything until you tell me something. And so then it becomes like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Yes.
And I know you ain't telling me that. Like, right. I don't even know how, like, I think it takes a minute, but like a very long time for people to really start sharing, unless you're a really open person and you don't care.
Right.
But
I don't know. I mean, I'm not, I always find that people spill their guts to me. I do not know why. But they
and
do.
Then, and then she tells me everyone.
No, yes. And then I do tell Robin. But I mean, they spill their guts. And I think maybe they feel like that is their way to build a trust. And then maybe they're thinking, I'm going to spill my guts. But I'm telling you right now, I don't care when I meet you or how I meet you. I'm never spilling my guts. But I feel like it's very difficult for women to feel a sense of comfort. So, because you do mm-hmm. want to have somebody that you can share a bunch of stuff
right,
with
right.
and that is going to support you and not judge you. And that's in your corner. So it's just just a very fine line. And I haven't been able to balance it or figure it out.
Right. I don't think there's a real right time. You know, it's not like, oh, well, like, exactly. And on the 28th day after meeting the friend, yeah. now it's okay to share. You know, right. I think it's more of an intuition thing. I think it's more of just, you know, the vibe between the two people where you feel, okay, this person knows me or cares about me differently or more than someone else. Like, it's so weird. Like, you can't really explain why certain people are closer friends right. than others. You know, you can have a friend circle of 8 or 10 people, and there might be that one or two people that you just vibe better with.
Yes.
For whatever reason.
Maybe it's pheromones.
Right.
It's just, you know, chemistry. It's whatever.
Right.
But
like,
it is what it is.
What is it?
I don't know. But I just want to put it out there, because, you know, I'm thinking about my girlfriends and just relationships. And I'm the girl that if I see your man cheating, I'm going to tell you.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm going to get my phone
and take a picture.
Video.
But see.
And pictures.
I feel like you have to. If you're going to tell her, uh-huh. you got to have the pictures and the video.
Yes. And I'm going to like let you know. And I don't want to discuss it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Because there have been many, many, many situations where a girlfriend sees something or hears yeah. something, and then she tells the friend, and the man lies, and oh no, that didn't happen. She's lying. You don't need to be friends with her anymore. And then you're the one.
That's true.
The messenger is the one that's
killed.
On the outs.
Okay. Yes.
So I feel like it's hard. I think it depends on the relationship.
It depends on the relationship. But if that's your good girlfriend, I think it's your right to let her know what's going on.
So then do you think friends should, when they kind of start their friendship or at some point in their friendship, say, look, girl, I'm just telling you, if you hear something or see something about my man, then tell me. Like, do you think that should be spoken? Do you think it should be like, all right, let's everybody sit down in a circle and, okay, Robin, do you want to know? Okay, Giselle, do you want to know? Okay, Susie, do you want to know? You know what I mean?
Some people don't want to know.
Let's write it down. We're going to take notes so that we know. So that when something happens, all the, you know, it's 10 girls in the group and the 9 girls get on the conference call. All right, y'all. So Stephanie says she wants to know. So who's going to tell her?
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I was, I, I'm almost considering like texting my girlfriends and saying, hey guys, we need to like sit down.
No, because they're gonna be like, who you talking about, my man? You talking about my man? It ain't my man, because he come home every night. I know he ain't doing it.
But I think that should be disclosed. I actually think that should be like a girlfriend rule, because I have had, and I'll say like in college, Juan, I was pledging Delta and I was never around. And Juan cheated on me, with a girl at Maryland. And right.
Breaking news.
Juan cheated on me when we were in college. And after I crossed, one of my line sisters found out. Uh-huh. And it was a whole, like, you know, I didn't know that out of the 10 of us, 9 of my line sisters are having these powwows about what do we do? What do we say? Do
oh, that's
we
tell? Wrong.
Do we, you know what I mean? And then it turned into a whole mess, because I just needed my one line sister to come to me and tell me.
Right.
But then it just turned into, it was a mess. And my relationship with that one line sister was kind of messed up for a little bit and blah, 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 all that.
But you pledged Delta. That's a whole nother story. But anyway, I mean, no, like that's a mess. And the reason why it's a mess is because, you know, they're sitting around talking about you for days. Right.
But so I feel like if everyone just puts it out there in the air, you know, to your girlfriends, to your friend circle, and say, look, this is what it is. So we can skip that part.
Right.
You know, so tell me or don't tell me and don't talk about it.
That's true.
Act like you ain't never seen it.
Yes.
I don't need to know.
Okay. You know, well, I'm telling you now, Robin, you need to tell me.
So I'm sending text messages. Okay.
So text message your girlfriend group tonight, y'all, and make that decision. Do you want to know? Check the box.
Yes. All right. And I think that's a good takeaway for everyone listening. Like, yes. I think that's actually like a good conversation to have, like when you have your girls' night and you're drinking wine. And so that's, put that topic out there.
Yes. Do you want to know?
Put it in the bucket.
All right. So typically at the end of our episode, we have our reasonably shady people of the week for that episode. But today we have some changes. Okay. Yes. So we have put out to the universe some friendship pet peeves. We put out there on our social media and you all have answered.
Yes.
In a very big way. Okay. So friendship pet peeves is what we're going to be discussing on.
Yes.
Right now.
So we are going to go into, let's see, I'm going to tell you the number of people that said one-uppers.
What? Okay. So, okay. Let's talk about
bonkers.
Okay. Well, one uppers is, hey girl, I just bought a new car. And then you say,
oh my God. Well, I'm getting a new car tomorrow and it's going to have,
I'm getting a new car tomorrow. And it is like the Bentley of the Bentleys.
Yes. I'm the only one that has it.
Yes. They only made 2 in the United States and I have one and Oprah has the other one.
Right.
Like crazy.
Right. Or like you buy a house and then your friend's like, well, I'm going to go buy a house. And like,
yes. How many square feet is your house? Mine is 4,000. Oh, mine is 5,000, girl.
What?
Like that.
Yes.
Like that's some bullshit and stop it.
Right. Like save it. The thing is like your friend, whenever your friend has some news, like celebrate your friend in that moment.
Yes.
Make it about your friend.
Yes.
Like, let them have their moment. And then, okay, a week later, if the conversation arises on the same topic, then you can share your news. But like, let your friend have their moment.
Yes. And stop talking about yourself.
Yes.
The end.
Yes.
Okay.
Which, you know, leads to a lot of people said selfishness.
Okay. So what does that mean?
And not reciprocating support.
Oh.
So some friends call you when they have something going on that they either want to, you know, talk about or tell you about.
Okay.
And then when that conversation about themselves ends, mm-hmm. well, the conversation is over. And it's like,
right.
They don't care about what's going on in your world.
Okay.
They don't want to hear about, you know, it's me.
I might be a victim of this and I'm going to tell you why. So everybody knows I have a friend named Cal.
Mm-hmm.
And every night me and Cal talk and he says, okay, Giselle, start talking about you. That's how he starts the conversation. And I'm like, it's like, hello, hey, all right, start talking about you, Giselle. And I'm like, Cal, no, stop. Like, I want to know about your day. He's like, the day was good. Okay, go.
Your turn. Oh my God.
And it's actually funny now.
Right.
But it made me think like, okay, do I just give him like my side of my world and do I never check in with his?
Right.
And probably. So I'm happy that he made me aware so that I don't do that anymore.
Okay. Yes. That's good.
Yeah.
Another one, and this I am, so a lot of these, I'm starting to reevaluate myself as a friend because I'm starting to think I'm a horrible friend.
Because the people said friends that are late.
Friends that are late, friends that are flaky.
Robin.
Can I tell you, like, my flake meter is off the charts.
Flake meter off the charts.
I literally, one time, was going to Las Vegas to celebrate a friend's birthday.
Uh-huh.
Like New Year's Eve, Las Vegas. I didn't feel like packing, so I didn't go.
Did you have a ticket?
Yes, I had a ticket, a hotel room. Oh, I paid. Oh, well, here's my portion for the hotel room. I'll give, you know, all that. I'm like, I don't feel like packing. I'm not going.
Robin's the worst.
The worst.
The worst.
I gotta do better.
You have to do better.
I gotta do better.
But at least you pay, because my pet peeve is my friends that don't want to pay for nothing.
Well, right.
Y'all bitches are broke, right. Okay? And I'm mad at it. And right. Giselle ain't going to continue to pay.
See, that's the thing. I will pay just so we can eliminate that gripe. Like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need you to be mad because I flaked and I didn't pay. You know, so let me just...
yeah.
Let me pay for your love.
Yeah, no, I'm not that. I'm sick of it, okay?
Like,
I'm sick of it. Yeah. So guess what? Anybody who does not contribute from here on out, y'all not my friends no more.
Yeah.
The relationship is over.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right.
Another one. I'm guilty of this. Not texting back.
Like, what you mean? You don't give a thumbs up or a smiley face? Sometimes. Or you don't text back at all?
Sometimes. Because you know why?
That's horrible.
I need iPhone to hear me. Listen to me, iPhone. Apple, I need you to please give us the feature of marking our text messages as unread. Because sometimes I'm driving or I'm doing something and I can't respond right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to mark my text message unread. But because I don't have the ability to do that.
Yes, there's a dot.
No, you can't mark it.
Oh,
unread.
No. At the top, it says how many you. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like, once you look at it, it's like either respond now or forever hold your peace.
Okay. Okay.
And I have a problem with, I'm a little scatterbrained.
A little.
Little. Yeah, a little.
Lies.
I'm a little scatterbrained and distracted. I get distracted very easily. Uh-huh. And so, like, you know, I might open my phone and then, like, be like, oh, let me text Nicole back. And then I open Instagram and I just start. And then I start scrolling and then I forget why I opened my phone.
Yes. Okay. I do that too. But then you have to, like, I do try to, like, yeah, Robin, you're the worst.
So do you go back to your text messages and like go through them and say, okay, who do I need to reply to? Or
yes.
Am I all good on my text messages?
At some point in the day, I try to go through and make sure, like, the top text messages I've mm-hmm. either responded to or I've checked to make sure that I've responded to or whatever the case may
so
be.
So how many unread text messages do you have
so,
right now?
So right now I have none because that drives me insane. So I have, and we're going to look.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to pull my little phone. I have three.
Okay, so I have 25 and...
What?
Yes, I have 25. Or I'm going to delete this one because that's like a alert. And you can actually, you can only see three on my screen. So that means the rest are like...
So Robin, okay.
You see this one? Oh my God, April 3rd. Oh my God.
Okay, so for the record, so sometimes I'll text you, right?
Yeah.
And you won't respond. And so I'm assuming you are on the phone or something. Like you're doing something else. Like you're talking on the phone.
Possibly.
Or whatever. But I thought you were really doing something. I didn't know you were just ignoring me. This is a new level to our friendship.
I wouldn't call it ignoring. Sometimes, okay, some of these people I ignored. You saw that, right?
Do better, Robin. Just do better. Just do better.
But it's not that I didn't ignore them on purpose. I don't know what it is. Like, I literally might sit on the couch and be like, oh, I need to respond. Oh,
and then she starts watching The View.
Exactly.
The end. Okay.
Someone out there relates. I know that. And you know why I know someone out there relates? Because I had so many people on Instagram respond that their pet peeve is when their friend does not text them back.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, okay.
Okay. So
friends, oh, can I tell you the story?
Can I tell you another story?
And then we have to wrap it up.
I had a friend that texted me and I didn't respond. And then she texted me again and I didn't respond. She texted me again. It wasn't that I wasn't ignoring her. I was just busy, right? And then she started like going crazy and like calling Juan. And so then it turns into like, okay, I'm purposely not responding.
Robin is a 4-year-old child and she's rebelling. Okay. She's rebelling against her friend that just wants to talk to her.
Just wants to make sure I'm good.
Oh my gosh.
So, one of the things is adults, one of the pet peeves, adults acting like petty teens.
Yes. And that would be Robin Dixon.
Okay.
I'm so happy that we had this episode today because we've been able to pick apart why Robin needs to do better.
What about you?
I need to do better
I don't get deep.
I don't.
I just want to know what the weather is.
Your list is a little longer than mine. Okay.
Mine are like fixable.
Okay. Anyway, I believe that is our episode for today. We are reasonably shady. And I think today you might be shady, Robin.
I might be. I know. I think I told a little bit too much. I hope my friends don't listen.
Yes. And I think Giselle might be reasonable. Who knew? Oh my gosh.
Surprise.
Right. But we so appreciate you all listening. I think that in our next episode, we don't know what our next episode is going to be, but I do believe we might have a guest.
Yes.
So you guys have to stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening to us. This is Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
And I am Robin Dixon. Talk to you soon.
And we're out. We love y'all. Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at Robin Dixon 10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.